Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. We are an FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. I am Luke Jurdy. I'm at Luke Jurdy on Twitter. And I'm joined, as ever, by my co-host Rich Wolfenden. How are you doing, Rich?
Yes, mate, good. Thoroughly enjoyed the Euros and all the other Olympic sporting events have been going over, but in reality, it's all been about the return of FPL. And here we are. I should probably introduce myself. My name's Rich. I'm a commentator for TalkSport, commentator on the Premier League and the Bundesliga. So you'd like to think that would give me an advantage, but if you've listened over the last two seasons, it doesn't really. But this season, who knows, it might give us more of an advantage. But yeah, so our objective this season, as always, is to get you to the top of your mini league.
Yes, and I should also say I'm an actor primarily, but I'm addicted to FPL and just absolutely love it. I'm a real geek with stats and data, and I just love the game. And that's what we're trying to foster a lot more this season: positivity. We think the FPL community could do with a big injection of positivity. There's no judgment here. We're just going to have a lot of fun, and we've also got a new format this year. Ben, do you want to talk us through that? So Ben is our producer and also FPL newly converted addict, and has a penchant for putting in players perhaps you wouldn't think are going to do that well, but sometimes it pays off. He's rogue, exactly.
No, you know what? I'm changing my strategy this season. I'm having a very sensible 2021-2022 season, because I did just do silly things like take -8s. Willy-nilly last year. So I am going to be more sensible. But yes, we do have a new format because we've got a loyal band of followers with Triple Captain, which is wonderful. We asked those people, what do you think of the show? We're coming back for season 3. What would you change? And they all said, in a very nice way, we don't really care about your teams. We just want to know what changes we should make to our own. Also, there's a lot of podcasts out there, FPL-focused podcasts, that are quite long. You look at them, they're kind of an hour long. We're going to stick to 15-20 minutes a week, so you can literally, on the bus on the way to work, if you've got that deadline approaching, you can listen to our podcast, and by the end of it you'll know exactly what changes that you want to make to your team ahead of that game week deadline. So yeah, it's short, it's snappy, not like I'm being. Luke, back to you.
Yeah, so if you're new to FPL, this is the perfect podcast for you. This is the FPL starter pack. And I'm hoping that with our new format as well, it's going to be bite-sized, digestible for those players that perhaps aren't as geeky or into it or haven't got as much time as somebody like me to go through all these stats and data. Me and Rich and Ben can just provide those stats for you very, very quickly to say, look, this is the player that you want to captain this week. These are the players you want to be looking at. This is who's got the best fixtures. With some special features as well.
And we also have a decent track record on finishing in good positions in the overall rankings. So, you know, hopefully that will be good enough to get you to the top of your mini league. Luke, you've had the most success. We won't talk about me last season.
Yes, I've had three top 100k finishes in a row. Three seasons ago, finished in the top 10k. Then season before last, I was top 30k. And then this season, I was 90k. So slowly getting worse, but hopefully getting better again this season. So go on, Rich. Sorry, I can see you're about to talk.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, but my first season where we did this podcast, where it was just pure focus, just listening to the advice of this podcast, came out. I got my highest ever finish of 60k. So, you know, there's no reason, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time this season, that could be you finishing in the top 60k, which would be a great result and would surely win you your mini league.
Exactly, yes. 15 minutes a week is all you need to invest, and I'm pretty sure that your rank will improve this season if you listen to us. So this particular pod, we're going to keep it short and snappy like the rest of our pods this season. This is the FPL starter pack. So what I'm going to do, obviously, if you're watching, this will be useful. If you're not, then that's fine because I'll explain everything. So you log in, you create your account, which is all very straightforward. You don't need me to go over that. Okay, so pick your squad. The idea is you've got a budget of 100 million to pick a squad of 15 players from the Premier League. So squad selection, do you boys want to kind of ask questions from here and rather than me just chatting the whole time?
Yeah, are we going to put Joe Willock in from the beginning this year? Or sorry, you mean about the game and how it works, right?
I do. I mean about the game and how it works. Yeah, so this is for beginners.
So you can't just load your team full of Liverpool or Manchester City players, can you?
Good question, Rich. No, you cannot. It's three players maximum from each team. So you need to have a think about that when you're picking. Yeah, you can't just load up on City, United, Liverpool. It has to be three players maximum from each team.
Yeah, and it's not just a starting 11 either, is it? Because you can see two goalkeepers there.
Exactly. So when you come to this squad selection screen, it will say 0 to 15 players selected. So you've got to pick a squad of 15. So the idea is you have your starting 11 and then you have four subs on the bench. And the idea is you can either rotate your team around or your bench will be used if, say, you start a player and then they're injured or they can't play. Your bench then gets subbed in.
Just while we're on the bench, if, let's say, Mo Salah gets subbed off at the 60th minute and he hasn't scored any points, does a bench person then come in, or has it got, you got to play them from the beginning to get the points?
Good question. No. So a bench player would not come in if your starting player gets subbed off. Okay. The idea is, even if they play 1 minute and then they get injured, unfortunately, your bench would not come into action. Then the bench only comes into action if one of your players doesn't play at all.
And how annoying is it when you've got a player with 1 point on the pitch, but a player with 15 points on your bench?
Oh, it's extremely annoying. Yeah, it's extremely annoying, which you will find at some point this season. I found it a lot last season where my bench was just scoring huge points. So that is something to think about when you're picking your team. And we won't go into too much detail about that because this is kind of basic rules. But you need to have a think about how strong and how much money you want to put onto your bench.
So, speaking of basic rules, how do you score points in FPL?
Okay, so you score points in FPL by players scoring goals, players getting assists, players getting clean sheets. So they're the main three. Goalkeepers and defenders get 4 points for a clean sheet, for every clean sheet that they get. And midfielders get 1 point for every clean sheet that they get. Forwards don't score any points for clean sheets. And then it kind of gets a little bit more complicated. If a defender or a goalkeeper scores a goal, they get 6 points. If a midfielder scores a goal, they get 5 points. And if a forward scores a goal, they get 4 points. You've also got appearance points in... Oh, let me do assists first, sorry. Assists are the same across the board. If a defender gets an assist or a midfielder or a forward, they get 3 points for an assist. And same with a goalkeeper. You've also got appearance points in there. If any of your players play over 60 minutes or over, they get 2 points. So really, most of the time you're thinking, well, the majority of my team are going to score a minimum of 2 points because you're expecting them to start every game. This is why picking players that start for their teams is important, because you get those 2 points. So that's basically it. There's also a bonus point system, which we won't go into detail of because it's quite complicated with how Fantasy Premier League work out the bonus system, and it confuses people every year why certain people get bonus and they don't. But basically, there's points available for bonus every time. There's a 1 point bonus, a 2 point bonus, and a 3 point bonus. Sometimes they're shared between players. Most of the time you get one player who got one bonus, a player that got two bonus, and a player that got three bonus. So say Harry Kane scores a hat trick and he played the full game. He's got 2 points for his appearance. He's got 4 points per goal, so that's 12 points. And he'd definitely get three bonus. If any player scores a hat trick, they always get three bonus. So then he'd get another three on top of that. So he's got his 12 for the goals. He's got two for his appearance points, which makes 14. And then he's got three bonus, which would give him 17 points. If you captain him, we've not talked about captains yet, he would double his score. So every week you have to pick one captain and they get double their points.
And why do you pick a vice captain?
So vice captain, again, works very, very similar to how the subs work. If your captain doesn't play at all, your vice captain then comes in to score double points.
So you don't get any points for a vice captain. You get double points for your captain. You don't get any points for a vice captain if your captain plays. But if your captain doesn't play, your vice captain doubles.
Yeah, your vice captain doubles. Yeah, so you will get points for your vice captain, but you won't get double points unless your captain doesn't play.
Luke, I'm pretty sure last year Vestergaard got a minus two one week. So you're scoring points, but you can also get minus points.
Yes, you can. So minus points will come if a player scores an own goal, if a player gets a red card, or if a player gets a yellow card. So a yellow card is minus one. I think a red card is minus two. And I think an own goal is minus two as well. Don't quote me on those ones, but they are minus points. Goalkeepers also score minus points if they concede too many goals. You've got, say, Martinez concedes two, he would get a minus one. But that it wouldn't be a minus one total score. That would come off his appearance points. So say Martinez plays 60 minutes and gets 2 points but concedes two goals. That would be minus one, so he'd only get 1 point.
Martinez won Messi the Copa America. In fact, Messi even said that as a quote. So he won't be letting in goals next season. But goalkeepers also get save points, don't they?
Yes, they do get save points. So if they make three saves in a game, that's an extra point. That only goes up every time they make another three. So if they make six saves, that's 2 points. Nine saves, that's 3 points. And so on and so on.
Tell us about the other chips that are available in FPL.
So there's chips available in FPL. The main one is the wild card chip. You get two of those per season. You get one for, I think, halfway through. You have to use it before halfway, at the halfway point of the season. There will be a deadline on the FPL website. And then you get another one for the second half of the season. And what that means basically is you can make as many changes as you want without taking any hits. Now, hits are important as well. So just quickly describe that. So there's free transfers. You get one free transfer every week. You can bank that free transfer and use it the next week where you could have two free transfers. Two free transfers is the maximum amount of free transfers that you'll get, unless you play your wild card, in which case you can make as many changes as you want without it costing you any points. So the wild card is a really, really important chip. There's also the free hit chip, which again, similar to the wild card in the respect that you can make as many changes as you want, but it will only be for 1 week only. So you can pick a whole squad of players just for 1 week and then you get your old team back the next week. There's also a bench boost chip, which is basically your whole team will score points for that week. So all 15 players will score points for that 1 week. The bench boost chip is the best chip in the game. Apart from wild card, the bench boost is the best chip. You can score the most points. 100%. You can score the most points. It's not. Triple captain is basically means that your captain scores triple points that week instead of double. But obviously, that's only a third of what it's only an extra third of what they would score if you captain them anyway. The bench boost is great because you've got an extra four players scoring you points that week. And if it's a double game week, which we'll come on to, that's when a team has two fixtures or two fixtures in one game week. It then can lead to big, big scores. So I think that's all the chips, isn't it? Free hit, bench boost, wild card.
How often can you use them? Because you get one bench boost, one triple captain, one free hit for the season, but you get two wild cards, don't you?
Exactly. So you can only use those
chips before Christmas, one after Christmas. Is that right?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So normally that they will have a deadline on the FPL website for when you have to use your first wild card, because otherwise you'll lose it. You don't have to use your first wild card, by the way, but most people do.
It makes sense too. Tell us a little bit about the formations in FPL, because you don't have to just stick to the same formation throughout the season.
Yes, exactly. So you can change formation by switching round who's on the bench. The formations possible to play are 3-4-3, 3-5-2. Let me think about this.
4-4-2.
Chip in. 4-5-1, 5-4-1, 5-3-2, 5-2-3 as well. So just you can just have a play about with that, basically. Just switch your bench around. So if you've got two defenders on the bench, then automatically you'll have three defenders starting. The minimum defenders you have to have is three. You have to have a minimum of two midfielders, I think, and you have to have a minimum of one forward. But just have a play about with that once you've picked your team, and you'll see all the different formations that you can use. In terms of the money, so you can see here you've got 100 million to spend. That's obviously not in that's not the same as in the normal game. So you're not you're not going to spend 73 million on Sancho and then have no money to spend on the rest of your team. The way FPL have set it up, they've priced players so that you can fit 15 players into your team. But it also means, because of the way FPL price the players, it also means you can't just fill your squad with all of the best players. You have to have a few cheaper ones in there in order to spend your 100 million. And as it's fairly straightforward, the website, there's a player selection menu bar on the right. You can view all players, and it comes up with the best players from last season who scored the most points. So Emi Martinez was the top goalkeeper with 186. Yes. Robertson was Benson Villa fan, as we know. Robertson was the top defender with 161. Bruno Fernandes was top midfielder, 244. And Kane was top striker with 242. So it's basically all about tinkering at the start, having a play around with everything, seeing who the best players were last season and spending that 100 million.
Whilst we're on the price, midway through the season, Martinez is starting off at 5.5. But he might go up to 5.6, 5.7, 5.8. He might drop down to 5.4, 5.3. What does that? Why does that happen? And what effect does that have on how you play the game?
So it basically, it depends how much you want to get into FPL, but there are ways of tracking when players go up and down in price. So basically, if you put Martinez in your team and he's 5.5 and he has a couple of really, really good weeks and then loads of people buy him in, that will make his price go up. Similar to like a stock market, I guess. If loads of people buy, then the price goes up. Is that right? If loads of people sell, the price goes down. So essentially, that's how it works with FPL. If loads of people buy Martinez, then he'll go up to 0.1 to 5.6, and then he might go up again, he might go up again. There's websites that you can use which track those price changes, which will say this player's likely to go up in price tonight. So if you're making a transfer, you might think, oh, well, I need to get him in, otherwise I won't be able to afford him. But again, that depends just how much you want to get into it in terms of tracking prices. But if loads of people sell a player, so say like Robertson starts with a huge ownership of like 50% of players in the game own Robertson. If a lot of those 50% start selling him, he's likely to go down in price. So that's good if you want to buy him. But if you've got him in your team, it's tricky because then he's gone down in price and you've lost a little bit of money on him. So you need to kind of keep an eye on those price changes. Also, you make money on your players. Say you've got Robertson in your team and he goes up to 7.2, in your team he'll be worth 7.1. So your selling value increases every 0.2 that your player goes up in price.
Okay, so look, tell us a little bit about the mini leagues. How do I join a mini league?
You'll automatically be entered into general leagues. So there's overall game week one. Normally it's England. Mine's Christmas Island for reasons that I'll describe another time. And my favourite team is Man United. And then you click create and join leagues and cups. And you'll go to the next screen and it will say join an existing league and cup. Or you can create a new league and cup. So if you want to create your own mini league, you do that by clicking create a league and cup. You go classic scoring. Don't worry about head-to-head. It's not as fun. Make a league name. And then what you'll do, you'll get a code which you can give to your friends to join. So they come to this screen, which is the Create or Join Leagues and Cup. And you click Join an Existing League and join Invitational League and Cup. And you type in your league code. So if your friend's got a mini league, they'll give you the code. You come to this screen, you type in the code, you join the league. If you want to join our triple captain leagues, very, very competitive, the code for that is Rich.
It is available on our socials.
And actually, we've got a new handle for 2021-2022 as well, at FPL triple cap. That's at FPL triple cap.
So you can join our Discord. Rich, Ben and I will be in and out of that chat, there to answer any questions you might have, particularly if you're a beginner and you've listened to this pod and you've got more questions about the game itself. Get on our Discord or ask it on Twitter and the Golden Cobra will reply.
The mystery, yes, of the Golden Cobra.
The Golden Cobra is our Twitter man for this year. No one knows his real name. He is the Golden Cobra I'm not sure even he knows why he's called the Golden Cobra. but he is, and he'll be coming on the pod with a disguised voice, so we can't reveal his identity, to kind of field your Twitter questions. Best conversations on Twitter that week, etc, etc. So that's a nice little new feature for 2021-2022.
Yes, and that's about it for your FPL starter pack. As we've said, yeah, give us a shout on Twitter or join our Discord, which the link is on Twitter. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, and just search Triple Captain FPL Podcast.
And in terms of pre-season pods we've got coming up, we'll be doing one previewing...
Do you want to do defenders and midfielders and attackers, or should we just do a full...
I think it's probably good to do goalkeepers and defenders 10 minutes, midfielders, yeah, 10 minutes, strikers, yeah, 10 minutes.
Great, love that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Short and sweet is the, you know, the mindset for the season, so we'll do that.
Nice one, lads. See you later.
See you later, everyone.
Start in a bit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.